America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. My next guest is pure rock and roll royalty. Rolling Stone ranks him as one of the 100 greatest guitarists of all time. A founding member of the Kinks, he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1990. It is quite an honor to be able to say hello to Dave Davies. Dave, welcome to the show.
Ed, hi. How are you?
Very good.
I don't know about the 100th. What about the first? Or the 10th.
Well, you're in that list, and that's all that matters, right? You've got a wonderful new live album, Ripping Up New York City, live at the City Winery. It is available now at iTunes, also at Amazon. Tell me about the album, and tell me about the concept behind it.
Yeah, well, we played New York and Northeast last year, and I thought the band was sounding great. I've recently acquired from the Smithereens Dennis Dykem on drums, and the band was sounding really cool, mm-hmm. I thought we'd record it and see what happened. And I got back to England with the tapes, and then I thought maybe we should put it out as a release, because I thought it was really rocking.
You know, it blends electric along with acoustic. How really different are those two styles when you think about it?
Well, kind of like they're like essential elements to rock and roll, because, you know, a lot of rock is subdued as well as, you know, in your face. I like to think those two elements are crucial to creating, you know, the right emotional dynamic in the show. Ups and the downs, yeah, it's like life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're happy, sad, slow, quick, it's, you know.
It's amazing you say that, though, because life itself is full of melodies and harmonies, and music really reflects that in so many different ways.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And rock and roll especially, it's always been very in touch with that youthfulness excitement or about what's going to happen or what might happen. And I like to, you know, I feel very, very in tune with those feelings of like hope and what's coming up and expectation, you know.
One of the things I read when I was preparing for this interview, and it really struck me, it talks about how you single-handedly made rock history. 1964, you decide to slice your little green amp speaker with a razor blade, and you end up creating the first heavy metal guitar tone and riff in rock and roll history, which we hear in You Really Got Me. Why did you do it? Why did you think to do it? And did you realize that at that one moment, you were really changing the direction of rock and roll with a single dose of, let's say, what it is, amp vandalism?
Yeah, I was a young man. I had a lot of rage. And I came home one day in a fit of anger, and I had a razor blade that was just starting to shave. And I cut the cone up with my, and not even thinking what the consequences might be. And I was really surprised that actually anything came out at all. But this great thing, Rock Sound, came out, and Ray had written a song called You Really Got Me,
yeah,
on piano, and the two elements, the song and the riff, and you know, they just all came together at the right time.
That's amazing. You're starting to shave, you're a young guy, and all of a sudden you decide to use that razor blade on the amp. I tell you what I just learned right now. When my son starts shaving, I'm going to hide his clarinet, and I'm going to hide his keyboard as well. So that's going to be the first thing.
Little electric razor.
Yes, you know, there's a very good point. Folks out there, get your kids electric razors, and you will protect their musical instruments. Or if you don't, they'll go on to create rock and roll history. Dave, the Kinks, that time during the mid-60s. Now, the Kinks had a very unique sound musically. So did the music of that time. But when I hear the Kinks, I hear elements that I don't hear elsewhere in music of that time. Now, what is it to this day that makes the sound of the Kinks stand out?
I think a lot of the Kinks' music was drawn from growing up in Muswell Hill in a working class family. And we, it was a big family. Ray and I have at that time had six older sisters, and they brought so many different types of music into the house. So Ray and I were really open to all this incredible music, like from Hank Williams to Elvis to Fats Domino to Lead Belly to English folk music and skiffle. So we were lucky to be able to, you know, pick up, you know, influences up from so many different genres of music. And I think that that's always kind of been an undercurrent of King's music.
Sure.
It's very drawn from our family and the characters and the music of our youth and growing up.
When I think about some of these iconic Kinks songs, you guys really evolved with the times. You never chased the sound of the moment, per se. You think of songs like You Really Got Me, Lola, Come Dancing, 1982. That sounds unlike anything else that really came out of music at that time. How does a band become overly influenced by the times in which it's performing, and how difficult it is to still try to be able to maintain your own inherent sound?
I think the thing is, with the Kinks, it's always been like we're always searching for something new or something different or a different way to say something. But even Come Dancing is a song that Ray wrote about our growing up and what our sisters were doing. We're going to the dance on a Saturday night.
Right.
That was a big influence. So our childhood and growing up are major forces in the development of Ray's writing and the Kinks' music, really. It's all based on family, really. Well, the basic side of it is drawn from family memories and experiences.
And it's interesting you say that, because when I think of that song, Come Dancing, I think of when I heard it for the first time. I'm in a high school dance, and whenever I hear that song, I can think of being in the gym back at my high school hearing that song for the first time. And it's amazing how music can do that. You know, it really is incredible.
That's what's great about music. It's so evocative of, you know, it evokes memories you might have forgotten about, or music does tap into those emotions, hidden emotions and feelings, you know?
Yeah. Well, you're going out on tour soon. I'm very excited about this, because I see you're slated to play the Stone Pony in New Jersey right near me. I would love to see that, and I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be great.
Great.
Tell me about the tour.
Well, no, we sort of planned it out to make it, you know, it's mainly Northeast. I mean, we hit Boston, and we're playing New York, and then we head out to San Francisco and L.A. So,
really sounds like it's going to be a great tour. You can learn more at Dave's website, DaveDavies.com. Once again, the new live album is Ripping It Up, New York City, live at the City Winery. It's available now at iTunes and at Amazon. And again, learn more about Dave's tour at DaveDavies.com. The man is a music icon. It's been a pleasure to have him on the show. Dave Davies, thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Thank you, Ed. You've been great.
Thank you, my friend. Have a
Cheers.
Great day. Take care. Well, there he goes. You know, it really is neat. When you get, you know, and I'm just going to say this, when you get to have somebody on of that stature, I mean, the guy is pure rock and roll royalty, and you can't throw that term around that much. That band, the Kinks, as I mentioned to Dave, it's one of those iconic bands from the 60s. I know the Beatles get all the hullabaloo, the Rolling Stones, but then you have that level right below it, and I really don't think they're below that at all. I mean, the Beatles and the Rolling Stones have a certain pop culture thing about them that superseded their music, and the Kinks never really got to that point. But when you listen to what they were doing at that time and what they continued to do and explore different ideas and feelings with music, hey, let's be honest, they lasted longer than the Beatles did. And I think that musically and artistically, I think their stuff is a little better than what the Rolling Stones ever did. That's just me. You think about some of these songs as well, and just the sound of what they were trying to do. And it's amazing, as I talked about with him, when you hear certain songs, isn't it amazing how it brings you back to a certain place? When I hear that song, Come Dancing, I'm in high school again. I'm in the gym, and it's 1982, and it's a Saturday night, and you're there with friends. And it is incredible how music is the one thing artistically that can take you back instantaneously in your mind to where you were. at that point and where you were in your life. And sometimes the memories are good, sometimes the memories are bad, and sometimes the memories are just quite indifferent. Either way, it is the closest thing we have to a time machine. You know, you watch a movie. Oh, yeah, this came out in 19-whatever when I was here. Oh, fine. But music can do that more than any other piece of art. And that's quite amazing. So, and again, he is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with the Kinks. And now he's got this solo tour. I've heard the album. If you're into guitar music, if you're into live music, it is a decent album. Again, it's Ripping Up New York City live at the City Winery. You can grab it at iTunes. You can grab it at Amazon. Nice chap, too. Really nice guy. And it's nice to be able to talk to these guys and see that they're really real people as well. And it's pretty cool to be able to be on this side of the microphone and do that. And I'm not afraid to say that. Anyway, stay with us. A lot more to come. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now, and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.